What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of 442. Once again, this is your boy Christian, and yeah, man, thank you guys for coming back for another episode. I think we're like close to the 75 mark already, so you know, thank y'all for, you know, staying with us and stuff like that. So also don't forget, check out, you know, social media, 442, Twitter, Instagram, and a whole bunch of other stuff, which I'm not going to mention because I haven't gotten on it in a while, like the Discord or the Twitch or whatever. But there's a couple of videos on the YouTube channel, so you can go and check those out and, you know, just give it a thumbs up, like, whatever. I think we're at 64 subscribers on the YouTube channel, so, you know, we're getting there little by little, you know, making it to the 100 mark, so hopefully we'll get there someday. But as of now, you know, we're doing good stuff there and, you know, just coming up with more ideas and more places to go play, you know, and check out. So you guys, you know, just doing a little video about it so you guys can kind of check it out and, you know, you guys know where you can go play some soccer, you know, around the city. Just for a little heads up, or what the last video was about, is that I actually went to go play some futsal with the guys and a couple of ladies from Houston Town. So they're like, so David Reed, so shout out to David, he's the basically the creator of this thing. He wanted to basically bring the futsal culture, you know, back into the United States in a way, you know, it's not as big as it is in other countries. So, you know, he just got really into it in like 2015 and, you know, kind of decided to bring that into the U.S., you know, as a soccer fan himself. And, you know, he just started, you know, putting together, you know, a couple of places and stuff like that. And now he kind of secured a place, Lutheran North High or Lutheran High North. It's somewhere in like 610 and Ella Boulevard. So, you know, if you just, you know, if you go to Houston Town's Instagram, you can, or Facebook group, you can actually find it there. And they play usually every Tuesdays and every Fridays. I know that I think he's looking for more locations to go play like street soccer. So if you're into that, you know, check that out as well. But, you know, shout out to everybody over there. You know, they play for like 2 hours. I was super tired after that first hour. But it's a really good environment. You know, everybody's pretty chilled. I got to meet some cool people there. And yeah, man, it doesn't matter what kind of level of skill, you know, as long as you kind of have the heart to go play and, you know, you kind of want to have a good time and, you know, have some fun playing some futsal, you know, I would highly recommend you go check that out. So shout out to everybody over there at Houston Town for the love and for, you know, letting us go play for a time. And looking forward to go back. Honestly, I was super tired, but it was really, really fun. So looking forward to go play one of these days, you know, going back to Houston Town again and playing with everybody over there. But the main reason, well, not the main reason, but, you know, one of the main things that we do here at 442 is obviously talk about the Houston Dynamo. So with the MLS, you know, coming back and the Houston Dynamo having another fighting chance to kind of stay alive in this playoff race that, you know, seems kind of far away a little bit, you know, just because we are about 11 points away from the last spot in the West. You know, right now, well, I don't understand how. Well, it says that we are eliminated, so just kidding. So I guess with the loss or with the win, who played today? I'm looking at the MLS standings right now, and it shows that we are eliminated. So, well, guess what, guys? We are not in the playoff race. I probably should have checked that before. But it doesn't matter. I think we are still in the run for, you know, Copa Texas. So, you know, we are, as of right now, we are the best team in Texas, even though we do have an extra game. So it kind of makes it kind of hard. But, you know, we have, that's overall in the season. So actually, it doesn't matter how many games that we have played there. But we do have a game coming up next Sunday against Austin, Texas, where I'll be going. It's going to be my first game as an away fan, you know. So I'm very, very excited to actually make the trip over there. I'm actually traveling with the supporter group. The Houston Dynamo actually is providing a couple of buses to take a few people out there. So I'm actually riding with them, and it's going to be a really fun experience. I'll probably record some videos on my phone and stuff like that, but I'm actually going to go and enjoy being a fan for the first time in a while. I'm very, like, I always wanted to do it, but, you know, I usually go in as press, as media, so obviously it doesn't give me the chance or the opportunity to go and, like, hang out with the supporter groups, you know, and chant and jump and do all that good stuff. But on this one, we're going to go all off, and, you know, we're just going to go scream a little bit, come back with no voice, and, you know, just have fun. But it should be a good game. The first time we went to Austin, We lost. It was kind of like a shitty game for us. So this time should be redemption, and hopefully come out of there, you know, lifting a local cup. You know, now that we have Austin in the mix, you know, with Dallas, we have the cannon. But now with Austin in the mix, we have a cup, Copa Texas. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to, you know, beat them over there and, you know, have a little something for the season, you know, not have it go completely to waste. But, you know, it's going to be fun. But I was looking forward to this LA Galaxy game that is coming up here on Wednesday. But, of course, you know, if we are eliminated, I don't think there's a lot to kind of play for. But, you know, there's still pride and hope and, you know, finishing off the season the best way, you know, you can. So we only have a few games left. We got LA Galaxy coming up on Wednesday at home, and then we go on Sunday to Austin, and then I think we have a couple of more games, but I'm pulling it up right now as I speak. And while we do that, I wanted to talk about the game that we just had last Saturday. So last Saturday, we received here in Houston, PNC Stadium. They changed the name from VVVA, which is extremely hard for me because I can't pronounce my V's. V's and B's. But it's going to PNC Stadium should be easier. And we actually got to play against the number one team in the West, which is Seattle Sounders. So, you know, a lot of people were not that excited. Going back into the schedule. So we got LA Galaxy coming up on Wednesday at 7:30. We got ATX Austin over there at Austin on Sunday. And then we come back the 31st, which is another Sunday at 2 p.m. Here at home against Colorado, and unfortunately, I'm going to be at work, so that's going to suck because it's the last game at home of the season. And then in November, we only have one game, which is away at Montreal. So we are coming to an end. We only have a couple of weeks left, which is very sad. But, you know, next season, I'm very excited because I'm thinking of doing a lot more things next season, so hopefully everything goes well. But, you know, we'll talk about that whenever we get there. But yeah, we still have four games left in the season, and let's talk about this Seattle game a little bit. So against Kansas City, which was a long ass time ago, we lost over there. I didn't get to watch it, unfortunately, but I heard we kind of put up a fight a little bit, but, you know, Kansas City being Kansas City, they kind of whooped it a little bit. And then a lot of people had that same feeling that was going to happen against Seattle because, you know, they were the first, you know, number one team in the West. You know, usually, you know, they put a good show on no matter if they're home or away. And, you know, the Houston Dynamo had been on a weird, you know, kind of trend of, like, not knowing what you're going to get type thing. You know, they were going Forrest Gump on us. But, you know, not surprisingly, because I think the Houston Dynamo has been playing really good. You know, obviously the results, I've been saying it all season, the results are not the best. And they don't probably reflect the type of play that we've been playing. Or they don't reflect, good things, obviously, because we are not in a good spot, you know, especially being eliminated already for the season, for the playoffs. But I think, you know, the Houston Dynamo nowadays kind of plays a little bit better soccer than they have, at least last year when I was following them, and the previous year before that. And I think we kind of saw it against Seattle. Seattle had a few moments where they, you know, actually had control of the ball and moved the ball around. But I think overall, Houston Dynamo dominated this game. The first half, it was kind of like, you know, kind of half and half. But I think the second half, that's where we kind of went off a little bit. And we hit the post like four times. And, you know, we were just going at it. And we kept attacking. And, you know, and it was very intense. And it was a very well played, you know, soccer game for the Houston Dynamo. And towards the end, it kind of, you know, I think everybody saw that darkness kind of set in whenever, you know, Seattle got a free kick in minute 94 of 5 minutes that were added, and that ball hit the post. And I think, you know, as we say in Argentinian, I guess, you know, los huevos se nos subieron a la garganta, which is like, it's kind of very graphic, if you kind of translate it. But basically, the translation is like, you got so worried that your nuts went all the way through your throat, which in English sounds kind of weird, but in Spanish makes a little bit more sense. So basically, everybody got worried type thing, you know, and got scared. But Fafa and, Quintero, obviously, he has been, you know, the man of the match for the gazillion last, like, he's been playing really, really good. And obviously he had a, you know, probably the goal of the week. And he had a great assist from a free kick to what's his name? Urruti, who, you know, he had been, you know, struggling with scoring. So, you know, luckily for him, he was able to get a goal on. And luckily for us, you know, we were able to see a Quintero that was inspired and a Quintero that was on fire and, you know, had a great game overall. And so let's just start from the beginning kind of a little bit, which the beginning was a little weird because, you know, the formation was a little bit off. So we were going to go, you know, with three in the back, kind of like five in the midfield with the wingers, or I guess you can say a line of five in the back, whatever, however you want to see it tactically or whatever. But Junqua on the left and Dorsey on the right, they were both going to be, you know, those attacking guys that, you know, kind of go up and down. And then we were going to have Tim Parker, Cedric Valentin, and Tinesh Hadabi sit back, you know, in the back and kind of defend against, you know, Will Bruin. They didn't have Rui Diaz. I think he is injured. So I don't know if Seattle had, like, their A team, per se, if that, you know, if we can say it like that. But, you know, Seattle is Seattle, and, you know, they have good players overall. You know, being the first team or the second team or whatever, however you want to put it. And then, you know, you had, like I said, Junqua and Dorsey on the very, very open wide to kind of carry that ball. And then we had a really good triangle in the midfield, you know, with Vera and Coco Carrasquilla. Kind of like forming that defensive side of the triangle, and then Quintero right in front of him, you know, as like your number 10, as your, you know, attacking creative, who, you know, he had a rating of 9.3, which is really, really good, you know, with a goal and an assist. And then, you know, you had Urruti on one side kind of playing like as a number 9, and then you have Fafa kind of on the wings, you know, trying to take on, you know, whoever was on that wing, you know, per se. But a couple of things that kind of stood out in the beginning, like I said, Sarek being in the middle instead of Tim Parker. You know, usually if you go with a line of three in the back, you usually tend to see Tim Parker, you know, be in that middle role, and then Sarek up to the right. But on this one, Sarek kind of stood back and sat in the middle, and Tim Parker went to the right and Teenage went to his left. Then Teenage got injured, or he had like an ankle problem, and then Figueroa came in, and they went to a line of four with, you know, Sarek to the right, Tim and Figueroa in the middle, and then Junqua to the left. So it kind of went back to the regular formation that you were used to. But honestly, that Sarek, Tim, and Teenage triangle in the back, you know, the three in the back, it wasn't that bad. I thought it was, I was actually very, very scared, because you know, I didn't know what to expect of it, but they did a decent job, you know, to kind of keep Seattle, you know, kind of like, you know, chilled. Obviously, they were only playing with one, like, real forward with Will Bruin, the ex-Dynamo. So, and he wasn't able to get as many balls that he's usually, you know, getting, because he's usually the type of nine that plays with his back against the goal type, you know, drop off the ball to his midfielders and just kind of go for that second ball. And he did that a couple of times, but he wasn't able to do it too much, which is really good. And then, you know, Coco and Quintero had a really, really good, you know, partnership in the midfield. I think, you know, that could be something that could flourish if we kind of keep it going for the next season or two. You know, that would be great. You know, especially with Quintero saying that he would love to stay here in Houston, which is a really good thing. And then with Urruti, you know, it was a really great play from Urruti and Quintero, who actually said that they had talked about that play the night before, which, you know, it's cool to see that, you know, we can make something out of these, you know, these set plays, because, you know, these set plays can change a whole entire game. And, you know, you gotta kind of have to, you know, take, or I was gonna say take provecho, like a Spanglish dude, but you have to, you know, take advantage of all these things that you get, you know, you get your way. And that was like a perfect opportunity for Quintero to, you know, chip it over the wall, and for Urruti to get it on a one time, you know, and just kind of switch it to the other side of the goalkeeper. So, you know, it was a really good goal, a really good play that they had kind of put together. And then, of course, Quintero's with his, you know, his own goal in the minute 20th or so, you know, showing his own personal skills, you know, take, you know, little sombrerito, little whatever you call it in English, but a little sombrerito that we call in Spanish, and then chopping two guys, you know, cutting left, cutting right, and then putting that ball in the back of the net with his left foot, you know, a true golazo. And then, you know, everybody got kind of weird when Seattle scored in the minute 40 to kind of put it to one. So we were like, you know, this second half is going to be, you know, it's going to be intense, because, you know, we are used to seeing the Houston Dynamo kind of, you know, in those 2-1 situations, you know, we kind of drop the ball and kind of give those, you know, those games away. And I think we were, you know, I was worried, at least, you know, coming into the second half, because we have, in some games, we have been a team of two, like, halves, you know, like, we play one half really, really well, and another half, like, really, really bad, and it's just kind of like, are we playing with two different teams, or, like, you know, what's going on, or whatever. So I was kind of worried about that, but I think we play the second half a lot better than the first one, which is really, really good, because I was able to keep, you know, that 2-1 difference. Like I said, we hit the post 4 times in the second half alone, which meant that we, you know, we created, you know, plenty of opportunities. And let me see how many shots on goal did we have. Let me see here. So we had 13 shots, but 3 on target, 8 off target. We hit the post 14 times, or not 14 times, 4 times, shots inside the box 13. So, you know, we had a pretty good day, you know, when it came to, like, shooting or trying to put the ball on target type thing. And, you know, we weren't able to get it. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I think, you know, let me see my notes real quick. We play very well, moving the ball around. We just, you know, need to finish the chances that we create. Quintero hit the post from a chilena, from a little bicycle kick, so that would have been badass to see. Imagine a brace with 2 badass goals. Sam Junqua off the crossbar, and then Dorsey off the post, and then Urruti again off the post. Like, kind of every 5 minutes we were hitting the post. It was a great victory. Like I said, you know, at the end they got that free kick, which everybody got super scared, because, you know, we kind of saw, you know, the night, you know, kind of come down on us. And we were like, oh, this is it. And even Zach Valentin in the press conference, he was like, you know, once I saw that ball kind of go past me because he was on the wall, you know, he knew that it was a really well hit ball. And which that player, let me see what his name is. João Félix, I think it is. Oh, Paulo. I'm just making up names right here. João Paulo from Brazil. He's a really, really good player. He's a really, really good player in the midfield. And, you know, he's a really good quality player in the midfield. And he was controlling the game for Seattle. And then he had that free kick. So, you know, shout outs to him, man. You know, you got to recognize what, you know, what they did. And Michael Nielsen had a few good saves, which, you know, kept the team in the game. And of course Dorsey, you know, always running his ass off on the right side. And then the other one that kind of was kind of weird was Sam Junko. Sam Junko kind of had an off day. He was kind of lost in the first half, which I don't know if it's good or bad, because sometimes, you know, you want to see his name, but then also you're like, well, you know, at least we didn't see much of him kind of messing up. Because in the second half he had a couple of questionable, you know, decisions. But, you know, I guess we can put that off as an inexperience, but, you know, but also, you know, he's a professional, so he should know better type thing. So that's like the only player that kind of gave me some worry here and there. Other than that, I think everybody else played a pretty solid game. Even, you know, Zach Valentin playing in that back three in the first half. Tim Parker, you know, I think he's getting a little bit better. I'm hoping to see a lot more from him. But, you know, I think he's doing very solid work. Dorsey, you know, he's putting in the work, and I think he has earned that spot on that right side. And Fafa, you know, always killing it with those runs and always fighting those balls. And, of course, you know, what can you say about Quintero? You know, he's been a pivotal, like, player and moment to this team. Like, there's a before and after Quintero. So, you know, it is what it is on that one. So, but other than that, guys, you know, I think we can go ahead and close it down here. It was a really good game. Very excited for, you know, well, for this LA game on Wednesday, which I'll probably get to watch none of it because I'll be at work. But, you know, very excited for this Sunday. Hopefully you guys are able to make it to Austin. You know, it's a 2.5 hour drive type thing. It's on a Sunday at 4 p.m. They just pushed it back an hour. But if not, you know, it's going to be televised nationally on ESPN, on ESPN Deportes. So, you know, we're going to be on national television, you know, playing for that one last chance to get one last happiness to all the fans. So hopefully they can make that happen. But, you know, at least, I guess, you know, if we can't make it to the, well, we're not going to make it to the playoffs. We're already eliminated. But at least, you know, we can give the fans a Copa Texas, you know, something to kind of be proud about. Here in the state, at least, you know, a little bit of happiness and a little bit of kind of putting a little bit of intrigue, you know, going on to next season and to see what's going to happen. But other than that, thank you guys for listening once again. I appreciate everybody, you know, sharing and subscribing to all the social media stuff. I appreciate all the comments. I appreciate, you know, all the things that you guys, all the good things and nice things that you guys say. I appreciate all the criticism as well. But thank you guys for everything. Y'all have a good day, night, morning, whatever it is where you hear this. And yeah, man, I'll see you guys on Sunday if you go. If not, you know, say what's up. And then if not, you know, we'll see you guys next week with another episode of 442. See you guys later.